And now, back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
It's 7:48. This is James Maduk speaking. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. And this particular segment is brought to you by CompuSmart, trusted technology experts at CompuSmart. You can visit them at Emerald Plaza, 1547 Merivale Road. The other thing I want to do now is I'm going to do a giveaway as well. Full Contact Sales Systems, my company, we have a complete online sales training system. I've actually got over 100 sessions. I've got about 35 hours of content. And Liam's busy scribbling in the booth this evening with all of the contests and giveaways. We'll take the fifth caller in again, 521-TALK, 521-8255, and I'll give away a year's subscription to the Online Sales Training Network. That's a $1,400 value. So feel free to phone in and pick up that. We also had Louise Ward won the six-month free at Good Life Fitness, and we also had Richard Alston, who's going to be visiting the Denny's in Barrhaven. So congratulations to those winners. And now we're joined in the studio with Gerald LeMay, who's the president of the Internet Institute. Now, the Internet Institute is dear to my heart, so tell us exactly what the Internet Institute does, and then let's get into some. I want to talk about some statistics after.
Great. Thanks, James. What the Internet Institute does, essentially two things. It trains people on how to use effectively the web, and also how to design web pages and graphics, and essentially make sure that you're producing a web page that's effective. The other thing that it does is develops corporate websites for both government and companies.
Okay, and you're here locally downtown?
That's right. We're located downtown in Ottawa. We have our education center as well as our web programming team.
Okay, excellent. And can I ask how many employees you have for Bob, since he's a sales manager and he's here?
Well, certainly. All together, we've got over 35 people that get paid on a very regular basis.
There we go. So we're doing some networking as always, and Small Business Heroes, we're always big on networking. We talked a little bit earlier before the show some of the things about a web page, and you had some statistics that you were telling me about. Maybe we could go through those just so that you can give an idea of what's actually happening online.
Well, certainly. And this is all about the importance of designing a web page that works. If you want to sell, then you need to know how users access your website. The first thing that's really interesting is the percentage of people who scroll beyond the first screen of your web page, and only 10% of people go beyond the first screen. So that indicates how important it is to make sure that you've got your information at the top ready for people to be able to read.
So what you're telling me there is if I have to use the mouse on the scroll bar on the right of the screen and pull it down past underneath the screen, people are not going to do that.
Exactly. 90% of the people don't. They just go on to another site. So that's pretty distressing when you're spending all that energy and time and money in designing a web page that you think is just fantastic.
Okay, so if we were in baseball, that would be strike one.
You bet. The next thing that's really interesting is the number of people who actually do scroll down. Those 10% will then scroll down 3 to 4 screens. So again, you know, beyond 4, you're losing even more people from the 10% that's stayed on.
Strike two.
And then the next important thing is about the navigation, how your website is structured. The 73% of the people who visit your website will leave after 3 clicks. So again, portraying making your information easily accessible is definitely important.
Now, what do you mean by navigation? Just to clarify for people listening, easy to use in navigation, what does that generally mean? Or easy to find?
Well, easy to find is about if you want people to be able to look at your product, purchase a specific product, they need to be able to know how to get to that product easily. So maybe it's an item on the left of your screen or at the top of your screen saying, you know, product, and then click on that and then go on and to find that specific one. So if they can't find it within 3 clicks, 73% of the people leave, and the money with it.
So we're not getting any more pitches after. That's the third strike. We're basically out.
You're out.
So what are some of the other ones that you might want to touch on?
Certainly. Well, the majority of the people leave a website in frustration because they can't find the way around. And again, it's always looking at it from the user's perspective, making sure that they who don't know your website will be able to find the information easily and quickly. And so that 83% of the people leave in frustration because they can't find their way around. And the other thing that's important, too, is when you're designing your website is the way you write your pages or your text, because 79% of the people scan a web page.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they're not reading it. What they're doing is they're glancing it in a diagonal fashion, looking for information. They're in a rush. They don't have time to read. And so that the more compact, the more condensed your text is, the less people are going to be able to find what you want, and then again, encouraging more people to leave.
So you're saying that people look from the upper left-hand corner generally down to the right-hand corner of the screen.
That's it, and they just they essentially are not absorbing the words. They're looking for certain things that will trigger something in their mind about what they're looking for.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about just sort of that issue of copy and keeping track of websites in, and then how the Internet Institute helps with that.
Certainly. Well, if you're looking at, you know, small business, so many of them want to create their own website, and we encourage them to. The issue is about independence and also being able to modify your website quickly and easily. And if you look at the Internet Institute, you know, we've got a full team of programmers that can modify and create our website. But what we have done is we have identified those things that our admin staff can do because it is more cost-effective for us, and then identified those areas where web programmers come in and add more functionality.
Why don't you explain the difference then between a web programmer and someone that you characterized as admin staff, and how does that relate on the web page?
Okay, well, if we look at, for example, on our website, we have a variety of course descriptions, and a lot of that is text. And so we have one of our admin support people typing in all of the information and formatting it for the web page. Incidentally, training, of course, that they've taken at the Internet Institute, right?
Yeah.
But then when you go, if you look at the course description page, you will see that on the right, on the left, there is, you know, the times of the course and essentially the language and the dates. Well, that is all derived from a database. And so for that, we then employ the web programmer to design essentially how the website will work. So they have extensive experience in not just HTML coding, but also in perhaps database connectivity and graphic design.
Okay, so there's two sort of streams going there, but you're suggesting that there's a place for each, and you should identify which one and get the appropriate person to use whatever tools available.
Definitely. It's more cost effective.
Okay, so what would be some tools perhaps that you would train on to allow people to do that?
Well, when we look at designing your website or maintaining it, there's a variety of what we call web page editors. For example, there's Macromedia Dreamweaver, there's Macromedia Home Site, and there's Microsoft Front Page. Front Page is a very easy-to-use piece of software you install on your computer. And you can either design your web page from it or bring in your web page into it and make the modifications. Essentially, if you can use Word or WordPerfect, you can use Front Page because it is very similar. And it's made, you know, you want to bold something, you highlight it, click on B for bold, and you've got bold text. And it also has the functionality to be able to publish that web page onto the web server that makes the web page available for the whole world to see.
Okay. And I'll speak from all, I've got, I think, 11 sites, and they're all done in Front Page myself. And it's exactly it's just like that, where you can, if you can use Word, you don't have to be a graphic designer. You've got a pretty good looking website. So if someone wanted to find out about going to the Internet Institute and finding out about whether or not they should be on an admin stream or a web developer stream, where would they go?
Well, they would go to our website, www.internetinstitute.ca, or they can give us a call.
Okay, and who would they call? What would be the number?
The number is 233-5751.
Okay, so if anyone's interested in finding out how to do their own website, learn the tools that they can use, or if they're interested in more sophisticated web development areas, they can certainly go and learn it there, right?
You bet.
Okay,
it's
perfect.
Our pleasure.
Now, we've been joined by Gerald LeMay from the Internet Institute, and it's a wonderful facility. If you do get a chance to check it out, please do go visit the website. They've got a great list of different courses that are available. So I want to thank you very much for joining us, and all of our guests, actually, for joining us. We've had these shows. Each time we do a show, I get more excited because after the show, during the breaks, we've got everyone networking. There's all sorts of business happening. I'm just excited bit about what's happening in the small business market, specifically here in Ottawa, and I think it's all around. So everyone, keep your heads up, keep on plugging. I think things are going to turn around for the better sooner rather than later. I want to remind you as well that if you go to smallbusinessheroes.com or jamesmaduke.com, you can certainly go and register for that free program that I'm doing on April 10th. And starting tomorrow in the afternoon, all of the past shows, and this show specifically, will be up so that you can listen to it again, listen to the good information, and also all of the links from the guests. So if you missed a website or a phone number, I'll have the links up so that you can go and visit these small business heroes, these people that are making it happen here in Ottawa. I want to thank you for listening. You've been listening to Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. It's a Small Business Hero show. This is James Maduke, and we'll see you next week.